Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel Ilu Nishmas Betzal Tzavi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So the people have asked Yirmiyahu, the small, pathetic remnant of what was once the great Jewish nation, have asked Yirmiyahu, what do we do now? We're on our way to Mitzrayim, we're running away, Melech Bavel is going to want to kill us because of what happened to Gedaliah at the hands of Yishmael ben Netanyahu. What do we do? So Yirmiyahu comes back 10 days later with the word of God. God says, if you settle here in Eretz Yisrael, make a yishuv, quite literally, teshev, make a yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael, then I'm going to be on your side, and you'll even have mercy from Melech Bavel. But v'im omrim atem lo neshebar etzazos. But if you should say, im omrim atem, technically what that means literally is if you are saying. Now does that mean that they're going to reject him? We'll find out as we go through the parak of what's going to happen. But if you say, we will not live in this land, levilti shema b'kol Hashem Elokeichem, so that we do not listen in order not to listen to the voice of Hashem, your God. Remember, Yirmiyahu is talking to the people. They keep saying, Elokecha, your God. And Yirmiyahu is saying, no, your God, Elokeichem, the God of all of you. If you refuse to listen, Yadalad Lamar saying, Lo, ki Eretz Mitzrayim Navo. Nope, we are going to come to Egypt. It's our only that's our only salvation. Asher lo nira milchama. Because there we will not have to see war. It's not just the post-traumatic stress of having been through the war. It's walking through all the familiar rubble of the marketplaces where all of your kinfolk died, where all of your family was massacred. It's too hard to be in Eretz Yisrael to see what it looks like in Eretz Yehuda. So we don't even want to see war anymore. In Mitzrayim, we'll never see war, because there's no war in Egypt, is there? V'kol shofar lo nishma. We don't want to hear the sound of the shofar. The trumpet blasts of the shofar are not always the sound of Rosh Hashanah, of a mitzvah, but the alarms, the amber alerts. V'lalechem lo nirav. And here we go with the real motivation. We don't want to be starving for bread. V'sham neshev. There we want to live. We want to live and find escape from the hardships of our homeland in peaceful Egypt. Now remember, this is a little hard to really put together, because Yirmiyahu at one time told the Golei Bavel, settle in Bavel, be safe in Bavel, have your fig trees in Bavel, and all will be well. That was prior to the Churban. That was the Golos of Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, Yechaniah. Settle down in Bavel and be safe. But that was before the Churban. Now these are the people who after the Churban are trying to escape and find assimilation as a form of peace. Tesva ve'ata lochein shimu dvar Hashem she'eris Yehuda. It's a hard mission I have for you. You're the ones who suffered directly. But now I'm telling you, listen to the word of God, remnant of Yehuda. Ko amar Hashem tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. Again, a grand address to a very small and sad audience. But that's a reminder that you're tapping into the legacy and the history and the tradition of millennia of Yiddishkeit. You are the heirs to the legacy in Eretz Yisrael. Don't give it up now. This is what Hashem, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has to say. Im atem som tesimun penechem lavo Mitzrayim. If you set your face, turn your face on going to Egypt to live there, ravasem lagur sham, not just to dwell temporarily, but to live there permanently. Lagur baretz banu. To quote the Chumash. You want to live there? You want to be like Elimelech and Machlon and Kilion, who went b'stei Moav lagur sham? You're escaping the hardship of Eretz Yisrael to go live somewhere else to have an easier life? Tezayin v'hoysa acherav asher atem yireim mimena. The very sword that you are most afraid of in Eretz Yisrael, sham tasig eschem b'Eretz Mitzrayim. It's going to follow you. And it's going to reach you. It's going to touch you there in the land of Egypt. And that famine that causes you so much pain that you're so terrified of, the hunger, It's going to pursue you into Egypt, and there you are going to die. Because, foreshadowing, Nebuchadnezzar is destined to conquer Mitzrayim as well. You will not escape. You think, okay, it'll be better in Canada. It'll be better somewhere else. Sooner or later, he's going to come for you too. And it will be that all of those men, all of your so-called leaders, even the regular people who turned their faces to go to Egypt to live there permanently, yamusu b'cherev bara'av uvadover, just like we were afraid of happening in Eretz Israel, they're going to die there by the sword, through famine and plague. Velo yiye lohem sarid ufalit, and those in Egypt, there will be no survivors at all. No survivors, no remnants mipnei hara asher ani mevi aleihem, from the terrible, wicked fate which I will bring upon them. You thought that running to Egypt was going to save you. Running to Egypt will be your downfall and your doom. And these are things that don't ordinarily happen in Mitzrayim without 10 makos. But all those who want to go to Egypt, kol ha'anoshim, without exception, says Mesudas David, every single one of them, and they will not have sarid upalit, like they have here in Eretz Yisrael, because they are committing a terrible sin, running away from Eretz Yisrael to save their own skin by running to Egypt.